Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. From Robert Cardinal Sarah's book, God or Nothing, about the final sufferings of St. Pope John Paul II. On Sunday, March 27, 2005, he had already entered into the silence of the passage that prepares for the rising of new life. That day he wanted to speak a few final words to us from his window, but not a word came out of his mouth. He had entered into the silence of God. At that painful moment, we got the impression that we could hear John Paul II murmuring, "I am happy to be nailed to the cross with Christ, my side against his side, my hands against his hands, my feet against his feet. The same nails pass through him and through me, our blood mixed into one blood." And despite so many sufferings, a long and painful agony, the mystery of the apostolic tenacity of John Paul II and of his serene death reminds us of this remark by St. Bernard. The faithful soldier does not feel his wounds when he lovingly contemplates the wounds of his king. The words that he could no longer manage to express during those final hours of his life, at the time of the Angelus on Easter Sunday, should not sadden us. God willed that his own word should now be read in the tormented body of the Pope. Sometimes we are such a bookish, academic church that it is not easy for us to understand the truth of this testimony of bodily suffering. The cross of Christ is not a theory, but a dreadful ordeal and a sign of love. The message is given not only thanks to the Word of God, but also through the Incarnation. The body of John Paul II bore Christ's message for mankind. The Pope, who had written so much about the human body, was now fastened to the tormented body of Christ. From a sermon of John Paul II at a Roman parish in December of 2001, Advent invites us to rejoice, and at the same time it exhorts us to wait with patience for the coming of the Lord now approaching. It exhorts us not to be discouraged, to resist every kind of adversity, with the certainty that the Lord will not delay his coming. This vigilant patience favors the strengthening of human ties in the Christian community. The faithful realize that they are little ones who are poor and in great need of God's help, and they come together to receive the Messiah who is about to come. He will come in the silence, the humility, the poverty of the crib, and will bring his joy to all who welcome him with open hearts. Though time is too precious to waste, it must never be thought that what was lost is irretrievable. Once the divine is introduced, then comes the opportunity to make up for losses. God is the God of the second chance. Being born again means that all that went before is not held against us. Fulton Sheen.